Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Da-da. Da-da. It's a Wednesday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Watch just Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
It is 39 degrees right now.
Not bad.
Yo, not at all. In fact, it's going to go up a little more. We'll be in the low to mid-40s until about 5 o'clock.
Then
the crap hits the fan.
Tankola.
Snow's coming.
Starting at 7 o'clock, we are under a winter weather advisory that looks like it's going to last until, around tomorrow evening.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me try this again. 7 p.m. this evening till 1 o'clock Thursday.
All right,
so the snow's coming. The good news.
What's the good news?
Is that if you have plans this weekend.
Yeah.
Right? Because it is a long weekend depending on where you work with Martin Luther King Day.
Right.
If you're traveling, you got stuff going on, or you just spilled coffee all over yourself like Kimmy did, the weather will not affect those plans.
Okay.
A lot of youth sports tournaments over this weekend, which is funny because
Hey, you off? Great.
Yeah. That's what Dr. King would have wanted.
Yes. I think he included that in his speeches, youth sports.
So let's start the show this morning
with what?
With a story coming out of Ogden.
Ogden. What happened in Ogden?
A routine shift from a police officer, according to a story on News 8, took a turn of a different feather.
Oh.
Yesterday.
What happened? Something run afoul?
I don't know. Are all birds foul?
I thought so.
Or is
I
that just so. Chickens?
No, that all birds is foul.
Right, so that joke worked, and I'm sorry for asking that question.
I'm not sure, but I always thought.
According to police, they got a phone call for an injured bird that they had to go check out.
Why?
So let's time out there. Good
Why
question.
Are you fixing birds? There's not, like a gajillion of them.
They're not. He's not fixing the bird.
But if it's injured, who cares?
Well, I don't know. Can it? I guess I wouldn't know if you have to come remove the bird or
stomp
fix,
on
quote,
it.
Fix the bird. But I would probably call if there was like a bird just hanging out because I don't know what I'm supposed to do with this thing.
Well, I'd put it out of its misery.
No,
don't do that either.
It wasn't just any bird.
Oh, it was a big bird.
It was a hawk.
A hawk?
A hawk. And
aren't hawks dicks?
I've never met a hawk. I don't know.
There's a dickus of fowl.
What do you mean, like you're hanging out talking to a hawk, and he always wants to make it political? Like, yeah, like, oh, God damn it, hawk. Can't we just hang out and have a good time without you bringing up this stuff?
What happened to the hawk?
So according to authorities, we don't know what happened to the hawk, but the police officer came out to safely assist the hawk.
Okay.
While they were waiting for wildlife professionals. Authorities say the hawk remained calm during the encounter. It was aggressive. Eventually, the bird was turned over to the DEC for evaluation and care. The police department says, and I quote, assisting animals in distress is part of serving the community when it can be done safely. And, glad it all worked out. Police officer not injured. I will say.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to go anywhere near an injured hawk.
No.
And I say this, you know, being the son of a police officer, you know, my dad still a police officer somehow.
Yeah.
I am almost positive my old man has never been given any training on how to deal with an injured hawk.
Probably. I'm guessing that goes for most officers.
Yeah, right? I think I'm guessing.
Bird training?
All officers. Yeah. All officers. So, like, if my old man told me, like, hey, I got to go deal with an injured hawk, I would be confident he would come back with 5-inch gashes all over his face. Like, I'm not, why would you go near that thing, man?
Birds are nasty, and they're also filthy.
Why are you so anti-bird?
I can't stand birds.
Why?
Because, like, they crap all over everything. They get into stuff. Yeah, they get into your house. They get into your garage.
They get in your house. Don't leave your door open, you psycho.
Yeah, but a hawk will eat, like, rodents and stuff.
Yeah, they're very important.
I don't know if they're important.
Bro, all birds. Birds eat mosquitoes. Yeah. Birds eat rodents.
I thought the bats do all that.
And they eat, like the, they, don't they kind of take care of the roadkill?
Yep, you got carrion.
That's why they're so filthy, because they eat dead rancid meat.
But if they don't,
they're important.
If they don't eat that dead rancid meat makes other things sick, and it carries on in the food chain, and then we end up with, like, super viruses.
Was that how it all works?
Oh. Well, kind
the of. The hawk is good. Keeping everything at bay?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you...
Thank you, hawk, for your service.
I mean, Kimmy, are you going near an injured hawk?
No, I'm calling in the experts.
I ain't touching no damn bird.
But I am calling somebody. Like, if it's sitting there, like, obviously something's wrong. I don't know.
I would just let it be.
What else it can affect.
I would figure some other animal will eat it. And that's how the food chain works.
Well, that's an assumption. I don't know. Can it?
Or if it dies.
What if it hurts somebody?
Yeah. Well, what if somebody doesn't see it's there, walks upon it, and all of a sudden you're getting hawk attacked? What are you making a face for?
Dog. Too much, you have a small dog. I don't know what it's going to do to it.
That's too much deep thinking for a stupid-ass bird.
No, but she's right. Yeah. Like, let's say this hawk ends up in your yard or around your yard. You don't see it. That hawk could F your dog up.
Or the dog could F the bird up.
I think the hawk wins.
Also probably not good for your dog.
I can't
worry. It's dirty.
I can't worry all goddamn day about everything that's flying around.
I love how you changed the conversation. Like, we just asked you to go out and look for injured hawks. This person, I'm assuming, who called the police probably came upon this injured hawk.
They
did
the right thing because they didn't try to mess with it themselves.
I would just shoot it with a broom or something.
What if it can't move?
Where's it going?
Well, it moves when I push it.
Where are you pushing it to?
Down by
your neighbor's yard?
Yeah, just flip it over there and let them deal with it.
And by the way, you talk like you're some tough guy. You're too much of a pansy to go within 20 feet of that injured hawk.
No, that's why I got the broom.
Oh, no, broom ain't enough line for you. You know that. What if they, God, what I would give to watch you get attacked by a hawk. Like, I would give half.
You can insert any animal into that statement. What I wouldn't give to you being mauled by, insert vicious animal.
No exaggeration. Half of my annual salary to witness you get mauled by any wild animal in the greater Rochester.
$500.
252 to be CMF, 252-9263. Again, we're talking about the story happened out in Ogden. A police officer in Ogden was called to assist an injured hawk. They took care of the hawk before it could be transferred to wildlife professionals. Hawk remained calm during the encounter, was not aggressive, no one was hurt, and the hawk is now being rehabbed by the Department of Environmental Conservation. Can we Google if hawks are dangerous?
I mean, I think they are. They got the talent.
Well, I guess any bird is dangerous if it's injured. Right.
Well, they say an injured animal is always the most dangerous of animals.
That's right. But,
like, I don't know. Should I be afraid of those things? Like, I've never seen.
If it's just flying around?
Hawks can be dangerous, not usually to adult humans unless provoked near a nest, but they pose a real threat to small pets.
Okay.
Because
you've heard those stories of, like, people with small dogs, all of a sudden a hawk comes in, swoops it, and that dog's gone forever.
I always thought that was made up.
No,
there's no video anywhere of
it. There are videos. In fact, I saw a video.
Bro, that's AI crap. Oh,
shut up, man.
That's some AI crap.
This is pre-AI.
Yeah.
And then the dog gets raised by the birds.
I've seen people trying to chase a hawk away from their small
I've
pet.
Never seen a bird swoop down, pick up a dog, and off goes Fluffy
forever.
You're
going to say that we're going to get some terrible stories.
No, there was a video a couple years ago, pre-AI. It was a wiener dog. Where the owner saw the hawk coming, and they're running towards the dog. The hawk swoops down, gets a hold of the dog, and the owner had some in their hand where they were able to knock the dog out of the hawk's tail. It was like, the video was absolutely insane. The funniest part of it, and the dog was okay, according to the video, is the dog, like, they hit the bird with something, and he drops the wiener dog. But the wiener dog, they are not aerodynamic, so it just kind of, like, turned sideways in the air and fell to the ground. Like, thud! Gets a, he doesn't know what happened.
No, of course.
Right? Okay.
Right. It also kills me, too, like, when they, so, like, with the Department of
Environmental conservation.
Birds. And they take it to this clinic,
yeah.
And they're working on this bird.
Yeah.
And then they release it.
Why are you wasting all that medical on that stupid bird?
That's what they're there for.
Well, okay.
No, I mean, there's like people ain't got health care, man. We're going to fix this thing's beak so
people.
It can eat more
they're
dirt
experts
worms.
In animals.
You got some kid walking around with a fever. He got no money. We're fixing this goddamn bird.
That is the biggest jump I've ever heard in my life.
Stick around, baby.
You're an idiot. Bro, a lot of the times they don't release these birds back into the wild. They'll use them for research.
Oh, I thought they got to put them back in the
you
wild.
You don't have to do anything. I mean, there's sometimes...
Not if it can't survive. I think if it can't survive, it goes into like a conservatory or something.
And they use these birds to study them so we can figure out more about what they do. Well,
what else do
us.
We need to know about the goddamn... Birds have been around since day one. You think there's more bird research we got to do?
You for God's sakes, man.
Like, we got these universities that have been studying this crap for like 1,000 years.
We learn new things about science every single day. New things about nature every single day.
What else is nature? Okay, we've done all the nature.
For example, you didn't think there were bobcats in this area over the summer, and all of a sudden we got a bobcat wandering around.
All right, you got one. One lousy cat.
We could go on for hours about things that we did not know were
well,
in
me,
our area.
Well, me, yes,
no,
I don't
I'm
know.
No, I'm talking about, no, like in general, where it's like, whoa.
But thinking fuzzucks, they got this thing
and
down.
These thinking fuzzucks, as you call them, need to continue to do research to make sure the theories that they
at the
have are true.
At the Fuzzuck Institute
God,
of research?
Yeah, why don't you go
Dr. Fuzzuck, Dr. Fuzzuck, we have an injured hawk over here.
Go fuzzuck yourself.
Let's fix his beak.
252 WCMF, I'm so desperate to get you to stop talking, I would like to talk to Rammer. He's on CMF. Hey, Rammer, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. I'm not sure that's a good trade-off, Duffy. I mean, you might be better off with Tommy. So, you know, hawks really do also control the rodents, rats, you know, mice, rabbits, mm-hmm. you know, stray cats. But
yeah,
I'll
Brian Setzer
would...
got carried away that one time.
Yeah, I saw one going away in a bedazzled jacket.
Hey, Daddy-O, help me! Boom, 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 boom.
Like I said over the summer, rabbit's going to rabbit, right? I don't want to lose my bunnies. They set off all my alarms at night in the yard, but... You know, if I was going to rescue a bird, the only one I would really be concerned about would be the crow. Then I'm good with a whole family forever, right?
Yeah, no, he's right. As we've talked about on the show before, crows have the ability to remember human faces. They have the ability to teach offspring that have never seen
Wait, so if a crow took this call, he would immediately hang up?
They don't remember human voices.
Hey, guys, have a good Wednesday. There... Be safe tomorrow on your way in.
You got it, buddy. Rammer got bored with his own call.
As we all.
It's a rare occurrence. No, like, in all seriousness, like, birds are way smarter than people give them the...
I hate what people say. The pig's the smartest animal. The dolphin.
Did something happen to you with a bird?
What'd say what?
So did something happen to you with a bird? Like, this, like you're very pro-animal. Like
I am,
you
but,
know,
but
you love nature at a distance. Like, I feel like this is something you'd love to look at from your window, but for whatever reason, you draw the line at birds.
As a yardman, they just F with your yard.
Okay. But all of the things we just described.
Yeah, but they help
bunnies.
Control the things that F with your yard.
Yeah.
Well, do it over there. Do it over at Rammer's house. Go to Rammer. He seems to like this stuff.
Pete writes us on Instagram.
Sets off all his alarms.
Duffy at WCMF, easiest way to get us. He says, Tommy, better watch out. Next time he's walking the canal, a hawk might mistake him for a small animal. Because I heard from a distance, all your takes are awful.
Man, that joke just does not die.
That's what I heard. I wish
the longest running joke in radio history.
That's how bad this joke is. I wish he would die at the hands of a hawk.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
3 or 4 weeks ago,
yeah,
this guy was going to lose his job.
Oh.
Right? People calling for his head. He just doesn't have the ability to get it done. And now after the last, what, Kimmy, 7 days?
Yeah.
He is the second longest tenured and arguably one of the most accomplished NFL head coaches currently working in the NFL.
No kidding.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. It has been an NFL head coach bloodbath the last week and a half. Right now,
is this kind of unusual? I don't remember this before.
It is unusual. 1/3 of the NFL
is out of work.
Yeah, has head coach openings right now. 9 NFL teams have an opening. Yesterday, the longest tenured coach of the NFL, Steelers, now former Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin, stepped down from his position.
Yeah, I can't remember a time when that guy wasn't the head coach.
No. He was there for 19 years.
Yeah.
Just to put that into perspective, Aaron Rodgers had not made a start when he started coaching in Pittsburgh. The iPhone did not exist when he started coaching in Pittsburgh. Steph Curry had not made a three-pointer in the NBA when Mike Tomlin started coaching.
Yeah, I wonder who was president then.
20 years ago.
Would have been Bush?
What is W?
It had to either be W or Obama.
The beginning of Obama, one of those two. So that's weird, right?
Yeah.
Even more strange, the Pittsburgh Steelers with their head coaching opening will be looking for their fourth head coach since 1969.
Well, it was weird, though, because wasn't the owner the coach for a while, or like one of those weird things?
No, you're thinking of the Browns and the Bengals.
So the Rooneys, right?
Yeah, Rooneys hired Chuck Knoll. He was there from 1969 to like 1993, 92. They hired Bill Carr. He was there from then until 19 years ago.
And coach Jawline?
And for the last 20 years.
This dude.
They like to hire like a young guy and just ride it out.
Since 1969, every coach they've hired has been 37 years old. Exactly.
I mean, you got to appreciate an owner that, like, hangs with your ass.
Agreed.
Like, gives you a chance to get it done.
And that's what I was saying. Like, you'd think this would be kind of a desirable spot for a lot of guys, you know, to really, like, take a hold of a franchise.
Unless this is the dying breed where you can't do that anymore because it's so competitive now. There's so much money.
I would have thought of that. I would have thought that when they hired Tomlin. He made it 20 years.
All right.
By the way, every head coach the Steelers have had since 1969 has won them a Super Bowl.
Wow.
Damn.
All three of them won Super Bowls.
Well, he's won two, right? With
Tomlin won one.
Oh, yeah, I thought he got two with Big Ben.
No, he got one.
Oh. Right.
Yeah. Also, we had a weird Aaron Rodgers fact yesterday.
What's that?
Tomlin being fired means that somehow the coach killer Aaron Rodgers has had his last three head coaches fired.
I didn't even think about that.
And he did that in 2 years.
Wow. Yeah, that bald dude from the Jets.
Right, yep, Sala.
Because he showed up on San Francisco the other night.
Yep, he's the defensive coordinator in San Francisco. Sala was fired. The replacement who was getting a good look in New York got fired because of Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. And Tomlin stepped down yesterday. Wow. Right? Two well-respected head coaches in Sala and Tomlin gone after Aaron Rodgers. You got to think that means he's done for good, right, Rodgers? He's got to be done.
I don't know why you'd come back.
What coach would want to
hire him? It's mushroom season.
Okay. So this means, with Tomlin gone, John Harbaugh losing his job
last week. Oh, yeah, him too. He's been around a while.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott is now the second longest tenured head coach.
He's the old guard now?
Yes, he is.
Well, who's the first?
So Andy Reid has been around.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with the Eagles. Yeah. Currently, he's been in, that Chiefs job for like 12 years, 13 years. Sean McDermott has had that job for 9 years.
So it's him and
Reed is number one at 13 with the Chiefs. McDermott is second at 9.
Yeah, that's impressive.
And when you're thinking health and the team dynamic in Kansas City right now, unless something crazy happens with McDermott, he's going to be the longest tenured head coach of the NFL soon.
What? Wait. Andy Reid?
Picture
of health. He'll be around forever.
Is he 70?
Is he that old?
He's older than
you. I just always thought he looked older than he was.
That dude's legs are purple.
He's 67.
67. Okay.
Man, that is a big old 67.
Well, good for him, man, to make it that long and eat all the cheeseburgers you want. But it's funny. In a matter of 3 weeks, right? 3 weeks ago, we heard calls from some crazy Bills fans. You want McDermott fired. There was this national media narrative after the Eagles lost that if the Bills were to lose in the first round of the playoffs, he's gone.
Yeah.
And it went from that 3 weeks ago to after this win against Jacksonville, and a really good coaching win, by the way. He is now one of the most accomplished head coaches in the NFL. Fun fact, he's got the third most wins amongst active head coaches. He's got 106 behind Andy Reid and this week's opponent, Sean Payton. And he's 11 years younger than Sean Payton, which is really
impressive. Yeah, I forgot. That dude's been around for a long time.
He's got 98 regular season wins, which is second in Buffalo Bills history behind Marv Levy. So if the Bills, if he wins 14 games next year, he'll tie Marv Levy next season.
Damn.
And that guy's a Hall of Fame head coach. Yeah. I guess what I'm getting at here.
He's pretty good.
In a hypothetical world,
yeah.
If Sean McDermott were fired Monday morning,
mm-hmm.
he might be the best head coaching candidate on the market.
Oh, to snap up?
Legitimate.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, everyone's talking about how they want John Harbaugh really bad. That guy had been super disappointing mm-hmm. with an MVP quarterback. Mike Tomlin, who I think is a great coach,
mm-hmm.
hadn't won a playoff game since 2016.
They kept making the playoffs. Just that's where it ended.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, you know, I would argue, outside of Kansas City, San Francisco, the Rams, maybe Seattle, every other NFL head coach would swap their head coach for Sean McDermott right now.
Oh, wow.
If you guys think I'm wrong, tell me. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I mean, who's better?
Yeah, you're right.
Other than those four guys.
I mean, he's that kind of guy where you know he's going to bust his ass. Like, he's not going to F around. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no, he runs a tight ship.
100%.
No, but like he looks like this is just all he – and I know they're all geared that way somewhat, mm-hmm. but this dude looks like he doesn't do anything else.
He was made for it, man. Yeah. Well, seems like he was made for it.
You took a city like Buffalo that wasn't a destination for players for a long time, and you made it a place guys want to come.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263, with John Harbaugh being fired last week. And yesterday, Steelers, now former Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin stepping down. Sean McDermott is now the second longest tenured head coach in the NFL. He is third amongst active head coaches with wins. He also has the second highest regular season win percentage behind only Nick Sirianni in Philadelphia. It's nuts. It is nuts when you go down these guys, what he has accomplished, and people are like, fire him! Get him the hell out of here! Go! You want the ultimate petty for Bills fans right now?
What's that?
So the fact that all of these big names, John Harbaugh being on the market is huge for NFL owners.
Yeah.
Mike Tomlin potentially coaching next year is huge for NFL owners. These are guys that NFL owners will back the Brinks truck up. They'll give them 5 to 10 year contracts if they want them. They want these guys as head coach. But because they have shaken free, it means that Bill Belichick will never coach in the NFL again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, plus he flopped in Carolina.
Well, he's still in Carolina.
He's still there.
Yeah.
I guess he's got all that weird. I mean, he just went weirder with that chick and everything.
That's another part of it. Nobody's going to want that.
Dating his daughter's best friend.
That drama.
But even with the flopola in North Carolina, and even with the drama with the girl, right?
Yeah.
There was an outside chance that if there weren't a bunch of seasoned veteran head coaches, that there was going to be a team that would take a short-term chance simply because there were no options. But there's no way that happens.
No.
Which means Bill Belichick, I'm sorry, Kimmy, will not get that all-time record. Congratulations, you played yourself.
Which is amazing.
Wait, which one is just the most wins?
He's 27, 23, wins like away from the most wins in NFL history.
It is weird, though. Like, the dude did, he's got 6 Super Bowl rings.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And nobody likes him.
Nope.
His quarterback is arguably the greatest quarterback ever.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody likes you. Nope. Like, it's amazing to have that much success with these two dudes together and people can't stand
Well, don't be hypocritical psychopaths because Tom Brady went on a rant.
But you would think, but take all that out of it, man.
Yeah.
You would think if you told somebody you had the most success at the biggest sport in the United States that they would love you and nobody likes your asses. That's amazing to me.
Don't be a dick.
I also.
There's dicks that are loved. You don't think there's dicks out there that people just love?
No, I'm not arguing that you don't love dicks, right? Like, I agree with that 100%.
Yes.
But I'm saying in today's world.
In a world full of dicks today.
Where?
In a dick-filled universe.
Your personality matters just as much as your accomplishments. Yeah, I'm not surprised by these. Right. Things. I'm sorry, Kimmy.
I'm shocked.
It's amazing to me how bad you have to be to completely flunk out of the NFL, because like I see the same names recycled over and over, like Greg Roman, who just got fired.
Yeah,
from,
former Bills offensive coordinator.
Like, I'm like, that guy's still around, even though he's failed in like multiple cities, multiple teams. Like you have to be so unlikable and so bad to not land somewhere else in the NFL.
It's a good old boys club.
It's amazing.
Right? Unless
it's like,
you,
it's like, I
but
would
it's
think,
also
like,
a pressure
a team,
cooker that you have to win like immediately. Like that's. That's yeah, kind of like
you do,
works against each other. You know what I mean?
You do, but you can fail and just pop up somewhere else. Like, it's amazing to me that these teams, like, after seeing a guy, like, fail in two places, will be like, well, we'll give him a try instead of, like, hey, well, let's try it. Let's take a chance on a young guy who hasn't had a chance yet, or pull up a guy who hasn't been in the NFL from a college. Like, I would just think, like, I'd rather take a chance on that guy than the person who's now failed in multiple places and spectacularly failed at other places where they lost their locker room and it was just a complete disaster.
I mean, let's use a guy we know as an example, just to give you an example, like, you know, a wrap around what she means.
Yeah.
Brian Daboll.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
U of R grad, Buffalo native, former offensive coordinator for the Buffalo Bills, was the head coach with the New York Giants this past season. That guy got his first offensive coordinator job in 2009, did it for 2 years with the Browns, failed miserably. He then got a job the year after he got fired with the Miami Dolphins OC, failed miserably after 1 year. He went to Kansas City as the offensive coordinator. One job, 1 year, failed miserably. New England tight ends coach, offensive coordinator to Alabama, does a great job in Buffalo with Josh Allen, gets a head coaching job,
yep,
fails miserably. And that guy's going to get an offensive coordinator job as soon as he wants one.
Yeah.
Like, that guy has failed three times as much as he succeeded.
Yeah.
You could argue,
and he's a millionaire.
And you could argue he was only successful because of
Josh
hooking
Allen
up with Josh Allen. I don't. I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
And that guy's going to get another chance.
Absolutely.
She's right.
Yeah.
She's absolutely right.
Great gig to get into.
I guess what we're saying is, why won't someone hire Kimmy as an offensive coordinator? You know, Matthew's asking us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, do you think Mike Tomlin will coach next year? There's too much money in TV, and
yeah,
he's really good at talking.
He's going to end up on TV somewhere. Unless, like, he really wants to get back into coaching. But he's, I mean, I don't know. He's still young. He's still young enough where he could.
Him and Sean McDermott are around the same age.
Yeah.
They went to college together at William & Mary.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they were, like, classmates. Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They played on the football team together. So, but, like, there's so much money in TV, and you don't have to worry.
You sit down once a week, and you're a star.
Exactly. And you don't have people telling you suck and wanting you fired. You don't have to deal with, you know, 70 personalities of football players and coaches.
Yeah, it's cake.
Yeah. I go do TV.
Jimmy Johnson looks younger after he got out of coaching, just being that dude now.
Yeah. And, you know, that guy hasn't coached since, what, 1997?
Yeah. And he's living the life, too, man.
Yeah. Taking dong pills and fishing.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want that?
Hell yeah, son.
Watch out, fish. Let's take a break.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Heads up, Eastside.
What's going on?
The camera cops are coming to you. This has been an eye-opening experience for the school districts that kicked this off.
Yeah.
And now, in a place with lots of arrogance, and in places where people like to make their own rules, you'd have to think they're going to make a fortune in these towns with these cameras. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Believe it or not,
yeah,
the school bus camera program, the camera that is on the stop signs.
Yeah.
It is now in its third year. And if you live under a rock, these cameras catch folks blowing past school buses when they shouldn't.
Yeah.
Right? If it senses you driving past.
When the sign pops out.
You got it. Yep. Snaps a picture and it sends a ticket to your house.
Shame.
There you go. Shame and money, Kimmy.
Yeah.
Boom. You're paying. Those cameras are now coming to three new towns.
Oh, who's getting them?
Brighton, Pittsford, West Irondequoit. Come on down. You're now caught getting blowing stop signs on school buses. So right now, Tommy,
yeah,
the program in these towns are currently in the 30-day warning period, meaning if you blow a stop sign next to a school bus up until February 9th, you will just get a ticket in the mail with your picture warning you that after February 9th, it'll be a fine.
Oh.
After February 9th, it will cost you $250, and every time you do it, the fine escalates past that.
Damn.
You got it. With these new towns added,
yeah,
that means now, if you are driving through East Irondequoit, Greece, Webster, Hilton, Spencerport, or the city of Rochester, you can get popped for driving around a bus. Mm. You guys are both okay with this, right?
Well, yeah, but you're going to hit a kid.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. I'm glad we're all on the same page.
I'm pro-kid.
These three towns are about to make some money.
I don't think so.
Oh.
Why? You've never seen it in your town?
I mean, they're not jet-assing towns.
Mm.
Yeah, but just like, because you're not jet-assing doesn't mean you won't do it. If anything, like you'd be like, well, I passed the bus, but I did it slowly. Doesn't make it any better.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. True or false?
What's that?
The higher in the town, the more likely people are to blow off stuff like stop signs and speed limits.
So you think like people like where I live are so arrogant that those stop signs are just suggestions. I'll figure it out as I go.
Yes. That's exactly what I'm saying. Huh. Kimmy, would you?
But I only drive that early.
You have said multiple times as a Pittsburgh resident, you will roll through red lights and stop signs on your way to work.
Early. Not during the day, but after hours.
But you do it.
After hours.
Because you feel entitled. Your
nobody's around.
Your schedule is more important than the laws of this great land.
I just want to get in and entertain the people.
Mm-hmm. So when are you going to start doing that?
Tomorrow.
I think it has less to do with the arrogance and more to do with the way a lot of East Side towns are, how you get around. Because, like, I'm thinking in a town like Greece, like, there's 10 different ways you can get to your destination. Like, if you know that bus route, you're going to start taking a different way instead of trying to pass a bus if you're late.
Okay.
If you're, like, in certain areas of, like, Pittsford, Penfield, like, that woodsy area where, like, you have, like, one road and one road only to get to where you want to go, people are going to be more likely to pass in a hurry because they have no other direction to take.
Like, I don't see that. Brighton especially. Doesn't come across as that kind of town.
I can prove my point.
In Brighton?
We'll use 12 Corners as an example.
Yeah.
And we'll use Main Street in Pittsford, that intersection, the main intersection. When it's going from yellow to red and people are turning left or right, You will watch for a full 3 seconds after the light turns red. People continue to turn left, continue to turn left, continue to turn left.
Well, I thought you have, after the light turns red, you have 10 seconds of like grace period to get going.
The amount of times I've been on the other side of that, and the light in front of me is green, and there are still two people making a left-hand turn because, well, I've been here, and I have to get to where I'm going. You see it in 12 quarters. You see it at Main Street in Pittsburgh, and you know. Tell me I'm wrong.
I don't pay attention.
Oh, you don't? No, you don't pay attention?
I don't like to be distracted when I'm driving or rolling through stop signs.
Okay. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Pittsburgh, Brighton, and West Irondequoit have joined Greece, East Irondequoit, Webster, Hilton, Spencerport, and the city of Rochester as cities, or excuse me, towns that are using the school bus stop cameras.
Yeah.
So again, if you get popped, starting February 9th in these three new towns, you will have a $250 fine coming to your house.
You said it escalates from there you get popped?
Every time you get popped, I think in like an 18-month period, it goes up and up and up and up. And here's the thing.
What's that?
I understand that every other town that we just named, other than Brighton, Pittsburgh, and West Irondequoit, are bigger.
Yeah.
So you're going to have more tickets, obviously, in Greece and Webster and places like that. But when it comes down to tickets per capita, I am confident that Brighton and Pittsburgh will lead Monroe County.
So you think we're going to be the worst?
Yes.
They'd be hitting kids.
No doubt. Well, okay, I don't know what goes on in Pittsburgh.
Do you think it's a cover-up?
Maybe. Would that be out of the question? Okay. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Mark. Hey, Mark, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
Hey, man, good.
So I drive for a living, and it's never a good idea to pass a school bus.
It's not.
However, there is different standards, let's say, if town to town. So the city school buses put on their yellow flashing lights, and they want you to go by before they put on their red flashing lights.
They're just begging you, man.
They wave you through?
They don't wave you, but it's kind of like an unwritten rule. It is. I'm telling you.
No, Mark, I believe you. I'm laughing at something else.
But if you do that in the suburbs with the yellow lights, they're going to get kicked off at you and probably send you a ticket. So there's different standards and different bus drivers, different rules, and that is what the trip you up. You got to realize.
Mark's just trying to get one rule across the baseline. That's what he's trying to do. Okay. That's all we're trying to do here, man.
Absolutely.
All right,
yellow light, if I stop, or yellow light, I go. I get red, I stop. But yellows can be tricky.
All right, Mark, watch out for the yellows, buddy. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. All right, there goes Mark.
I think I know what he's talking about, where sometimes buses, if there's like a long line of cars behind them, will pull over, but usually the yellow lights aren't on. I thought that means the door's about to open.
I don't know. Future rock star mama writes us on Instagram.
Yeah.
Keep an eye out for her.
Mm.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
She says, I think my biggest question over the school bus thing, we all go through the yellow flashing lights very slowly. When they turn it on and we're halfway through, are we going to get a ticket? Also, I'm 100% against running red lights on school buses, just so you know.
But she's willing to go around when it's yellow.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the easy policy is to just not go when it's yellow.
Yeah, I always assume that thing's going to pop right out anyway, yeah. So why would you try to go around it?
I'm the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always thought the yellow meant this. Now is the time you stop.
Is this going to cut down in the east side on people blowing past these school buses?
Probably not.
Look, it's been shocking.
First of all, not everybody probably knows about them.
Everybody knows about it now. Everybody knows about
it. I'm telling you, there are people that do not know that this thing exists.
Okay.
I guess you can make that.
Because they just don't
follow the news.
Okay, well, you can make that argument for maybe younger drivers just starting out. But if you're a grown adult, you've known those rules.
Well, you have to go around,
yeah.
Oh, wait, but no, that there's a camera there.
Oh, that there's a camera. Gotcha.
Okay, so I would... Since the inception of this program, it's been 3 years. In just a handful of towns that have had them, like seven towns, there have been 16,000 tickets.
Wait, 16,000 cars?
Let me say that again. Every school district.
Yes, 16,000 tickets in six or seven school districts in the 3 years. And by the way, all those districts haven't had the cameras for all 3 years. 16,000 tickets issued in five.
So that means they got 16,000. Pops at 250 a pop. Let's just say minimum.
Yeah, minimum 250 a pop.
Damn, you rich bitch.
Yeah, also don't run past the school bus, though. Like, I mean,
look at all the money you're making.
Oh, you did the money
side. Come on, bro.
Look, you guys know I'm not a big camera used by governments kind of person, but I do love these speed cameras.
Well, this is the worst because it's kids.
Well, it's funny, too, because you get to see yourself in the moment that you're breaking the law. So it's kind of hard to argue.
No, I agree with you. Like, that's what's so funny about it is, like, you know, like when you got popped three times for that speed camera on the Freddie Sue Bridge, and like people, they made such a big deal out about it. Like the city had to like open up a space for people to be able to come complain. Like, you have no leg to stand on. You are on camera. There is your face. There is your license plate. You have broken the law. Like, what you don't understand is. By the way, did you notice all those people complaining on the Freddie Sue Bridge headed east?
Oh, they were. To work.
Yeah. Probably.
Oh, you think they were going home?
Probably.
Like me?
You were. We got more Instagram messages coming in. Duffy and WCMF, easiest way to get us. Chase writes us, yellow means stop. Come on, Kimmy. When they pull over with four ways, they're waiting for you to pass. Kim is living up to that blonde hair. The safer thing to do is stop on yellow.
Yeah,
I'm stopping because I don't want them to all of a sudden pop open the door and now I'm on that camera.
Absolutely. Like, Chase is probably the kind of guy who floors it to get through that yellow light at an intersection, right? All right, so Dom writes, I work in the city near the Arts District. I am amazed how many people will blow off red lights at 4:30
in the Arts District.
No, he's right, man. It is terrifying how many people I watch run red lights when I'm on my way to work. Oh. Yeah, man. Like,
I guess because I drive at weird hours.
No, because you're the guy. I also drive at weird hours. You're that guy. I now will, like, slow down at green lights because I'm afraid someone like you is going to T-bone me through a red light.
Oh, for God's sake. Get a brand new, beautiful, safe car. You're fine.
Yeah, I'd like
to. I think I'd get hit by a freight train.
I got to go to Boston this weekend. I'd like to keep it nice. Thank you.
And by the way, I only do that early morning. Like, so it's actually the middle of the night.
When I'm driving?
You're not the only car on the road.
And it's not that
it
early.
It only takes one other car.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning. There's lots of people up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Not that many, guys. It's pretty late.
252 WCMF. Again, if you're just joining us, joining the towns of, I'm sorry, I lost it, a whole bunch of towns on the west side that had these red light cameras, Pittsford, Brighton, and West Irondequoit will be added to the list of school bus stop cameras. Bo is on CMF. Hey, buddy Bo, how are you?
I'm all right this morning. How about you guys?
Good, brother. What do you got?
Hey, well, you know, I got a commercial license, and I drive everything from heavy 18-wheelers all the way down to farm tractors with wide implements, and I drive all over to several counties. And people need to learn that, you know, you've got a yellow light, let's stop, or when you are turning, stop, and when you bust yellow lights, come on, because we're all in a hurry. But what's it going to cost you hours wise at work to make up for that ticket and the cost on your insurance?
Amen, Bo.
And if you have an accident, where'd all your time just go having to deal with the law enforcement and all that good stuff?
Amen. Hey, listen to this, man. Bo knows. Bo knows driving.
Big pictures, even with the farm tractors. You know what? I'm a wide implement. Give me 2-3 minutes. I'll probably be out of your way.
3 minutes?
So.
Boy, what do you have? I love guys like you. You have nowhere to go, Tommy. You have nothing to do. Nobody loves you. If anybody,
where are you taking this hay?
Oh, no, no. How about the chisel plow that's 27 feet wide and then folded up? I'm still 16 feet wide.
Well, you're hauling Pat's mom?
But that doesn't
and most of your lanes are only 10 foot wide. And you want to get by my big tractor with 8 tires on it and all that with?
You won't do
give
that.
Give me 2-3 minutes. I'll probably be out of your way, baby.
You won't do that,
or you can hit
boy?
Me, or you could be tied up for a while in the hospital.
Just let a soft boy go around you.
Bo, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. I mean, look, I know we all have our places we got to be, right?
Yeah.
But I guess it comes down to, and I know nobody thinks it'll ever happen to them, God forbid you hit a kid.
That's the thing. You know, if it was a busload of just fat, loud jerks, go around them.
What?
Old men.
No, you don't want to hit anybody.
If you had a busload of fat, loud, old jerks, go around them.
Then you'd have no friends left.
No, but you got to protect the children. There's a future.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this?
I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.